At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Wednesday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The Mets suck.
Mets won again. Let's see what you know.
Hobo.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, Mike, tonight I'm going to have to call you Skip the entire night because I'm going to audition for Undisputed.
Well, so I think we just yell at each other for 4 hours.
I'm going to call you Skip. Skip. I'm just going to do it, Skip. Skip.
I'm going to demean everything you've done in your broadcasting career. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make fun of your tailoring of your sleeves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm just going to start screaming. I told Teicher long ago that as I get ready for my next birthday, it's a full Swedish death cleansing, including the personality, that on air I am just going to be full of hatred and vitriol and scream for 4 hours.
What the hell is a Swedish death cleansing? Is that a band?
No, it's a philosophy whereby you take the time as you're starting to age to give away things to friends and family that you think they might enjoy to remember you by, and you kind of minimize the stuff. Right, it's that, what was there, Marie?
Okay, wait a minute. So we had the Marie Kondo, hey, get the clutter from your life, but instead you're talking about Swedish death match or whatever this is?
Yeah, so when you're defeated, They don't have to go through a bunch of crap. It's just turnkey and you move on.
Yeah, but you could choose the Marie Kondo. Hey, although now Marie Kondo is all for clutter. So, I mean, that
yeah,
was,
but
that
Swedish
well.
Death cleaning sounds so much better. There's no show about it, too.
I don't want to clean and then die at the end.
I'm not saying look, you're not going anywhere imminently. It's just the idea of you've got stuff that you don't need that's just kind of sitting around. Or maybe you've had some hang-ups on how you operate. I'm extending the definition of this. And you just let those all go. And you move look, forward.
You had me at Swedish, but the death stuff, I mean, you know, come on.
Hey, you want to go to Stockholm? We'll go see the...
Dark, Mike.
Swedish, yeah, let's go back
really
to the ABBA Museum. You guys want to go?
I don't know if they allow you in now because you're talking about Swedish
no,
and death.
No, they
and,
love me.
No, I don't know, man. You walk in with that kind of attitude. No, hey, no. I'm here. I'm just going to give stuff away and then die.
No, I'm not dying imminently. And look, there might be some folks that would be happy if that happened. I don't know. But
right.
the idea is that we're going to leave some of the pragmatism and the well-reasoned takes, and we're just going to go for the lowest common denominator, which is what draws a much larger paycheck.
Listen, Skip.
The Harmon you've known
this debate,
and loved
Skip.
Forever is
Skip.
Gone.
Skip, I've won this debate already. I'm about Marie Kondo positivity. You're about death in Sweden. And that's, you know, so I've already won, Skip. I've already won. 1-0. I've won.
There's
you went too dark.
No. I didn't say I was. It's just a euphemism for that when you leave this mortal coil long, long down the line. But in the interim, people get to enjoy some of the things that you've enjoyed. Maybe it's a trading card. Maybe I find you a nice classic Richard Todd card to add to your collection or to hang up somewhere around the studio. Maybe there's another, you know, picture of a Met that would get you excitable. I don't know. Maybe it's a satchel of Big Macs that I've been storing away as a scientific experiment.
Satchel of there goes Big Jason's thoughts tonight.
There we go. Satchel of Big Mac. That's how you win a debate with me. Hey, oh, wait, stop. Let him thinking about food and Big Macs. All right, now he's good. Now I got to focus.
I've distracted him, and now I'm taking a bunch of kidney punches and taking them out.
If I'm going in for a Shannon Sharp here, I got to win all these here. I got to not be focused on food. I got to be focused on sports.
How's your sweater game?
You got to get me there. Oh, I got to. Let's see.
You might have to invest in a tailor with some good checkerboard patterns.
All right. Well, now here's the thing. Now, would they allow me to do the show in a T-shirt, sweatpants, and a baseball hat? That's the big thing. If they allow me to do that, I'm in. But if they can't, I may have to pass on it.
The other thing is you're going to have to become super Stan for LeBron James. To the point where you literally get on a court and fight people.
No. I got to do that for the Knicks. I do that for the Knicks and Aaron Rodgers and all that stuff. Now it's got to be new people now. We got to roll through. You can't keep doing the same thing. You got to get people.
Well, somewhat. He still needs protecting.
He does. Sure. Okay. But I want to do my thing. I want to do my thing.
You can expand it.
I want to dress casual. I mean, really casual. And that's how I'm going to do it. That's going to be my
every day end. You walk in with a one of those sleeveless sweatshirts.
That's like my angle. Now, I can't go sleeveless because that's Pat McAfee's thing. Is I'm sleeveless and I curse. So
well,
I can't.
Why does it have to be his thing?
Really
he didn't trademark it.
I can't. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but the sleeveless thing,
like
people
him.
Will
he's
think
not
that.
Hemi buckets. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, people will
man,
think
he's going to ESPN.
Yeah.
They're going to make him wear a damn suit.
Oh, that's
it's
true.
All
yeah,
said,
yeah, yeah. He's going to. Yeah, that's true. He's going to have to wear. Oh,
that's
yeah.
one of those things suit he's lost tie, in the process. He's
sure.
That casual thing and the cursing are all gone. He's got to create a whole new persona.
Those tank tops and, you know, they're all going to have to go now.
Yeah. You know, you want a great ESPN2 story real fast before I'll tell you this real fast. So when ESPN2 first started, right? Now you think, oh my God, ESPN2. Yes, I was a producer there for the birth of ESPN2 before I became a talent. So we get there and they want to differentiate ESPN2 from ESPN, and nobody knew how to do it. Like, how do we do it? How do we make sure, like, we put certain people on ESPN2, but they won't appear on ESPN? How do we do it? How do we differentiate? And they decided their thing was on ESPN2, nobody would wear ties. So that was the thing. Nobody would wear ties. So when you were on TV, you didn't wear a tie. That's how I said, okay, we know it's ESPN2. It's not wearing ties. So the best part of this is I'm leading this story. So we're doing an interview because I'm working on ESPN2 at the time. And we're doing an interview. It's the Sports Night Show with – it was Kenny Mayne and Susie Kalber and Keith Olbermann. And I want to say UMass – just made it on in the NCAA tournament going somewhere. I forget. And Calipari was the head coach. So they said, John, do you have a couple minutes for ESPN and then ESPN2? He said, yeah, sure. So we see him, you know, he's up doing the interview from site. You know, Calipari, he loves the media. Of course he's going to have time. They would have said, do you have time for somebody's kid here doing an interview in his living room? And they would say, yeah, sure, no problem. We got all kinds of time for that. So Calipari does the interview with ESPN. And everything's fine. They go, okay, John, we'll be ready for you guys, ESPN2, in like 90 seconds, not even if you want to get water. He goes, yeah, sure, I'm fine. So they get ready to go on, And I think it was Stu Scott that actually came on. Stu Scott and Susie Kalber were doing the interview. And they start talking to John. Hey, we're here with John. He goes, wait, stop, guys. And he goes, wait, what's wrong? He goes, wait. And he starts taking his tie off. And he goes, I know, this on ESPN2, you guys don't wear ties. Hang on, let me take my tie off. So we waited for him. Just took him like a minute to take his tie off. I go, all right, I'm good now. Ready, let's do the interview. So he actually did that because he knew he didn't wear ties on ESPN2.
That's pretty good. I mean, look, you got to find your wins where you can and decide how you're going to go. I remember I used to say yes to every request, right? As podcasting grew, I had one early on and then had to kind of bounce it as I signed contracts and had to push that away. But I remember going on one that immediately they just started asking me, so what's the deal with this blankety blank and why is he such a blanky blank 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 receiver? And I'm just like, yeah, I think this will be the last appearance on this one. I'm like, you know, coming from traditional radio and trying to be serious about it, I was like,
Jason, there's one test, you know, though, that you have to pass before you can get your audition.
Oh, well, what's the test? What do I have to pass?
You have to be able to kick Ja Morant's dad's ass.
Oh, all right. Well,
where's he been?
Could I do that? Yeah, he's been kind of quiet for a while. I'll just tell him, hey, I know Jack Nicholson. I can get you more pictures with Jack. And then he would lay off me.
But you don't know Jack Nicholson.
No, I don't, but I could say it. He doesn't know that, and then that would buy me a lot of time, I think.
I think everybody knows that.
Listen, I'm all about kicking the can down the road, man, until something happens. I'll kick that can down the road. It's all good.
And how do you not know Jack? You've been in L.A. for how long?
I should know Jack, but I don't.
A recluse for a decade.
He has. He has
how
been
have
tough.
How do you not held that guy's hand for like 20 minutes straight?
Now, that's a fair point. How do you not have a plaster mold of his hand in your shelf behind you?
Jack Nicholson's not somebody I went crazy to shake his hand. Jack Nicholson's Jack Nicholson, but, you know, I'm not a guy to go crazy shake his hand.
You just kind of bowed to him instead.
I have never sat courtside. I've never sat next to Jack. I mean, they're great seats.
I got to do courtside once in Dallas many years ago.
Oh, okay. That
and I would
cool.
say,
did
it
you
is
behave yourself?
Did I? Well, I was just laughing the whole night. I couldn't get a word in because, look, it's one of those things, and I think we've talked about it before in our long run together here on Fox Sports Radio. Is if you want to go see a game in a whole different way, right? Get on the sidelines of a high-level college or NFL game. Obviously, the sounds, the sights, all of those things, the chills, and the speed of things will just blind you. But an NBA game, if you can get down courtside to where you can hear the smack talking and you could hear what guys are running at the referees, you'll never look at a game the same way.
No, oh, yeah. Jason
and you will laugh
shared.
Your ass
He's
off
be able
the entire
to do the
time.
Smack talking from the courtside seats.
Yeah, like remember when Curt Schilling did that? Boy, Kobe uses the F word all the time, yelling at his teammates. Is that the right thing to do? I don't know. I remember when that was a big thing. Hey, Kobe just kind of yells at his teammates.
Well,
like that.
I went and saw Cuban. Obviously, the ties to Yahoo when I was with them way back in the day. They hooked me up when I was traveling for a family thing. And just said, hey, go to the box office.
Not a sponsor.
And I have no idea.
Not a sponsor. Not
yeah,
a sponsor.
All I knew was they were getting me four tickets. Beyond that, I had no clue. And then the envelope said from the office of the commissioner, and it was signed by Cuban saying, have a good time. Like, okay, this looks like it could be fun. You pull out the tickets, and you're like, okay. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're going, and like, no, keep coming. Keep coming. And this ends up being Mavericks during the Triple J's and Allen Iverson coming back off an injury. So he's wearing the huge sleeve, not quite braced, but
from the Fox.
It is full on in. And they just hammer the hell out of him every time he's got the ball. And he's cursing. And they're running smack all night long. And then towards the end, he goes in and hits a layup that pretty much seals it and one. And by then, it's quiet enough. And he just screams at the official. And he gets like five F-bombs in a sentence. And the official just laughed. And he's taking it all night long.
Right.
All these guys, you know. And he goes, wow, I have to tee up for that. I mean, like, everybody heard that. Like, so it was one of those, and you're looking around going, yeah, I don't know that I ever want to go to another NBA game again if I can't replicate this experience. So,
I think you're banned from the arena after
that. Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you're done.
Yeah, it's costly, and obviously here in L.A. we know what those run because they put it up on the broadcast at every turn to tell you how much somebody's paying for a ticket.
They actually pay you to sit courtside at a Knicks game.
No, stop. Come on. That was years ago. Now you actually have to pay to get in. Now you have to. The team is good. Now you have to pay to get in. Now you, since middle of this season, you have to pay to get in.
Nobody told me.
There's no buy a Big Mac, get a free Knicks ticket, right? There's no, that doesn't happen anymore.
You don't know that. Maybe there is.
Nope, it's not a thing. It's Mike? Not a thing. Nope, not a thing. Can't do it.
Yeah, we're going to have to Google that one for sure.
There's no at the end of your McDonald's coupon booklet, a free ticket for the Knicks and the Mavs. No, there's none of that. They don't have that anymore.
There it is at the bottom of the Happy Meal. Yay! Oh, man, I wanted the Little Mermaid toy. And I got this stinking Knicks ticket.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, we got Mark Stein coming up in a few minutes. Steinline, NBA, all the latest on Monty Williams, who's getting 6 years and $72 million to coach the Pistons.
Woohoo!
Not to play for them, to coach them. Plus,
we haven't seen the fine print. It's like Garoppolo's contract that suddenly there was the clause about waivers and stuff about a foot injury. Monty might need to suit up.
Well, maybe that's going to be part of it, what we see. You know, maybe that's going to be how it works. I don't know. It might be. You got to, we didn't tell you have to play two. Yeah, that's how we do things here in Detroit. We're not just going to give you that money for that. We want you to do two jobs. So you're going to have to play, Monty. Hopefully you can still get a couple up downs. It'll be good. It'll work for us.
You're also the assistant to the kit manager.
Very nice. So, and we'll get to Ted Lasso coming up in a bit too, because there's so much to get to coming off of that. But the topic that I hate to talk about the most is I hate to say I told you so. You know me. I don't like it, Mike Harmon. I don't like doing it.
We haven't done it yet today.
No, I haven't done it. No, that's true. I haven't done it yet today. No, but I hate to say I told you so. But
that could be one of your new segments. Featured segment that Jen Hale gets to throw up to you.
But I hate to say I told you so about Aaron Rodgers. What happened today? Well, first of all, let me go back. What did I tell you was my biggest fear was going to happen during the whole Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets first year?
His calf
is fine. He's going to be back at practice on Friday, so stuff it. All right, he's back on Friday. Breece Hall is who I'm worried about, and he's either on a great path to return or it's a really awful path, depending on who you listen to.
Rodgers got too many friendship bracelets at the Taylor Swift concert.
Rodgers thereby weighted
down his shoulder to where it's torn.
Come on, man. The dude was on camera going, the Jets won the Super Bowl.
Well,
the Jets
might have been drunk.
Listen, I'll tell you this, and I'll, you know, just let me say this before we get into what I told you about Aaron Rodgers. The guy is not going out of his way to say, look at me, if he was going to suck. It's not happening.
Well, sometimes you don't get to control that.
I'm pretty sure Aaron Rodgers knows his career pretty well. I'm pretty sure after being in the league as long as he has, winning MVPs, winning Super Bowl, I think he knows when he's going to have a good year and when he could suck. He wouldn't be doing this if he was going to suck. He wouldn't say, look at me, look at me, look at me, if it was going to be a year where, dude, come on, you threw less touchdowns than Zach Wilson. Don't think that's – I am eminently confident that it's going to be a big year for Aaron Rodgers. The only thing I was worried about, what did I tell you to be worried about, is that now that he's away from Green Bay, what's going to happen? While things look great, and maybe this is going to be the plan when Aaron Rodgers is living high on the hog, and here he is at Taylor Swift putting out videos, everything is great, you are going to start seeing sources, Aaron Rodgers blank with the Green Bay Packers. You are going to see the same thing that happened to Russell Wilson last year once he was no longer a Seattle Seahawk. And this was going to be stories were going to get out that were going to be embarrassing for him because the Packers don't have to protect him anymore. You know what's been a big Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers the last couple of years? And the guys in the front office, they've been waiting. When can we let these stories go about stuff Aaron Rodgers has done over the past 15 years. And today was the first one, because what happened today? Hey, sources. Aaron Rodgers called for GM Brian Gutekunst to be fired during the 2021 season. He said either he goes or I go. He wanted his general manager fired. Obviously, it didn't work out. Gutekunst stayed. They talked it through, and Rodgers stayed, won the MVP. But here's your first one. Rodgers said, him or me, I want the GM fired. The big power play he pulled, which is not a shock to all.
Does that mean that we got to wait another week till we hear, oh, yeah, by the way, he also talked about getting LaFleur bounce too?
Oh, no, no,
is
no.
That, is that the next shoe to drop?
Look, none of this.
Blank you, blank you, blank you. That guy's a shareholder and I love him. You're cool. Goodbye.
Here's where I am, is that when these stories get out, I hold my breath and I go, okay, this is a benign one. Because this is a very benign one. This might just be the, hey, we're just getting started here, okay? We're going to warm you up with a pretty easy one. He wanted the GM fired. Okay, we knew that he didn't get along with Gutekunst, didn't like him, didn't like what was going on in the front office. That was going on for a couple of years. But just...
Well, look at the whole draft history in the first round.
Yeah.
Didn't take a genius to realize he probably wasn't thrilled.
But I told you this was going to happen, and it's going to happen in regular intervals. And each story is just going to get crazier and crazier, just like it was with Russell Wilson. Just like it was, oh, his behavior, what was he like? Now, Richard Sherman is talking more. I don't have to worry about the Seahawks. And then, you know, it culminates in the office story. Come to my office. I diagram plays. I need to be away from the rest of the team. This is how bad it was for Russell Wilson. He was playing badly. He wanted out in Seattle. You know that Schneider and Carroll Farrell wanted to make sure, hey, we want people to know what we put up with him here, right? The excellence we had was great. We protected him. I protected him from the rest of the team when they were mad at him. And this is how he treats us. No, no. These stories are going to get out. And Russell Wilson had a miserable year last year to the point where now he is playing for his job. He's playing. He's not playing for anything else. And we told you this in the offseason. Here comes Sean Payton. And now it's, can I fix Russell Wilson? This is not, hey, now he's got a few years. This is Russell Wilson playing for his job this season. We told you months ago. And now I saw a couple people with, hey, you know, might be playing for his job. Yeah, congratulations coming around to that. Maybe you bookmarked the tweet and then saved it. I don't know.
Well.
But this is where it is with Aaron Rodgers now. This is just the first of what's going to be many. And this is one where I held my breath. I looked at it and I said, okay, this is all cool. I get controversy. Yes, we know Aaron Rodgers tried to pull a power play and wanted the GM fired. Okay, this is fine. What's the next one? I'll dread the next one. But this one, this is not a big deal. But I think this is just the opening salvo saying, you just wait. This is the first one. You want to see how many I got? You want to see how many arrows I got in this quiver? This was just the first one. This is the first flaming arrow that I shot over to your side to start the war like a battle in Braveheart. This is the first. Wait till you see all the other arrows I got coming full of flames and all kinds of stuff. And I got robots that are with killer hands and that can fly in from outer space. Wait, yeah. We got them all coming for you. This was just the first tiny arrow, just to see with a little bit of fire what we could wind up lighting up in New York. Oh, don't worry. The next one's going to be a little bit better. The one after that will be better than that. The one after that, the one after that. Trust me, this is how it's going to go for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. That's what I'm in fear of. That's what I live in fear of, waking up every day going, is the day we get some kind of crazy-ass bombshell out of Green Bay that's going to be so embarrassing for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers? But today was not that day.
At my signal, unleash hell. Look, there may be a bunch of these, but at no point, as long as they stay in this general vicinity, nobody ever painted him out as a happy-go-lucky, nice guy who loved everybody in any part of the building. Except if you were a veteran player, you got a little bit of love, and he wants to play with you forever. That's not a bad thing to have such job security. But the one thing you wanted that wasn't present the last couple of years in Green Bay was, hey, I'm just going to work, and I'm going to go and be part of the workouts. I'm going to embrace teammates. I'm going to be out and about. I'm going to be part of the community. All of those things, right? He didn't walk the earth. What's he doing? He's going to concerts. He's showing up at ball games. He was at hockey games during the playoffs. All of these things, right? Immersing himself and saying, hey, I'm a good guy. I'm one of the guys. In Green Bay, it was separate from everybody, and he was walking the earth, and I'll get there when I get there. With Russell Wilson, the problem with him is he didn't leave all of that in Seattle, right? All of those could have just been, well, that's Seattle. He's in a new place. Problem was, he still wanted his own office. He wanted people around him that weren't part of the team. All of those things, you know, his own personal staff of masseuses and therapists and yes men all over the facility. Which, when you're not playing well, guess what happens? Well, you kind of get badgered for that. Otherwise, you're a delicate genius. It's a very fine line, right? If he was playing well, it's like, hey, you know what? He's got people that pick up a lot of the slack and let him just concentrate on being a quarterback. Instead, no, what was it? Russell's unfocused, undisciplined. He's on another floor from everybody else. All these other things. Oh, and he's added a bunch of weight. Right? As soon as they start fat shaming a guy, you know you've gone down a whole other path, because the rest of it, that comes last. Right? Ben Roethlisberger, he had to have all the other issues before. I was like, you know, Ben comes into camp a little overweight each year. As you get older, is that going to shed the same way? Russell's in that age range now. So that goes front and center, whereas it might have just been he'll work himself into shape. It'll be all fine. Because if you don't play well out of the gate, there's got to be reasons/excuses. For Aaron Rodgers right now in New York, he's the life of the party, right? Everything's great. Everything's sunny in New Jersey.
Oh, you were so close, buddy. You were so close. You were so close. You were so close to making Aaron Rodgers into Doyle McPoyle. Oh, you were so close. It was right there.
I was gonna for you, buddy, but you know what? And then the show that does return soon. Hopefully it'll be better than the ending of all the other ones I just spit a dude to that I want to burn in a trash can.
But look, I'm telling you, man, this is how it's going to go. And Aaron Rodgers, and I'm sure he knows a lot of the stuff that's going to get out there. And is he going to get out in front of it? You know, he tried to a little bit today, talking about Gutekunst going, I didn't ghost him. I didn't ghost the guy we talked
right. to. Now, I talked to people I like.
Yeah, exactly, right?
What a great quote that was.
Yeah, and it was great, right? It was, you know, he doesn't like Gutekunst. Okay, and if it's this stuff where, oh, we don't like him, he didn't like me, that's fine. But if it gets to that point where it's, hey, he had an office and, you know, you had to go up and talk like the Russ, not that he did, but I'm saying the Russell Wilson story of mm-hmm. having an office on the second floor above where the team was. And hey, come to me with ideas for plays. Like if that's the stuff that gets out, man, that's ruinous stuff. But if it's like this and it's just he said, she said with the front office or he said with the front office. Yeah, that's going to be OK. It's why this one's OK. I knew it was coming and OK, I dodged the bullet here. Now it's OK. Is the next one? How is it going to be? But I am OK with this. I know the future is coming, so you can't tell me I'm not going to be prepared for it because the sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows days with the Jets, there's going to be some rain in those days, especially when the Packers say, all right, now, wait till we tell you this story back in 2016 with Rodgers. Let me tell you, Rodgers, well, let me tell you, Rodgers.
I want to go back and give you a couple of quotes from this appearance that he made just because, you know, the humble superstar speaks. Quote, you're going to stand on this hill of austerity and say that arguably in the conversation of the best player in your franchise history, you're going to say I couldn't get a hold of him and that's why we had to move on? Like, come on, man. Just tell the truth. You wanted to move on. You didn't like the fact that we didn't communicate all the time. Like, listen, I talk to the people that I like. Beat it, Gutekunst.
I was happy when he used the word austerity.
No, that's
I mean,
good.
I don't know that I've ever used. I mean, no. I know the word and I know what it means, but I don't know that I've ever used austerity in conversation.
We'll see if we can't drop that in. I might make that part of as my daughters go into their finals and everything, final projects for the year. See if they can't get us a little bit of, some big words into their final essays.
You need to take your finals with a degree of austerity that's going to allow you to make the best grade you can. Something like that might work.
No, I like that. That's good.
Austerity.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody better than NBA insider Mark Stein, who joins us now on the hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at the Stein Line. Check out This League Uncut podcast for all your big stories this week in the NBA. But Mark, I got to tell you, the big news tonight, Monty Williams goes to the Pistons, 9 years, $78 million. Is he going to play too? Is this a coaching only? Does he have to play to earn this money?
Hey, man, they needed a star. They needed a presence. They needed a leader. They need someone who can establish a culture and build a program. And, you know, I actually reported it was right after the draft lottery. I was in Chicago for the draft lottery. And what I had heard at the time was that the Pistons were hoping that, obviously, they win the Wembanyama sweepstakes. And then they were hoping from there to put the full court press on Monty Williams, thinking they'll want to come to Detroit now. We've got the next generational talent to come into the league. Well, obviously they didn't get Wembanyama. They slipped all the way to number five from the worst record in the league. They fell as far as they could. A really rough lottery night, but they went after Monty anyway, and they, you know, he turned them down at least once from what I'm being told. And they just continue to put, you know, there's no salary cap for coaches. And they took advantage of that. And I think, you know, Tom Gores, you got to give him a lot of credit because he put an insane number on the table. And they got themselves a true leader and someone who I think a lot of people around the league felt like it was a harsh dismissal in Phoenix, to put it kindly.
Now, much speculation about the roster next year in Boston, but certainly the coaching staff under fire. Mazzulla, nobody liked any of his answers to anybody along the process in terms of doing interviews, Mark. But also the idea that a number of those assistants are going to end up going away, including many to former coach Udoka. How are they planning to handle this, and how much different do the Celtics look next year?
Look, even in the Philly, as far back as the Philly series, I would say there were already rumblings about what next season's coaching staff might look like. You know, it wasn't just Ime Udoka who left. They lost Will Hardy, who proved what a tremendous coach he is by, you know, grinding out a win total in the 30s in Utah when that team was expected to be a Wembanyama contender. And they also lost Damon Stoudemire, who, you know, left in season to go to Georgia Tech to go back to the college game, and they didn't replace either one. So even in the Philly series, there were already rumblings that Boston would want to try to hire Frank Vogel and Steven Silas as assistants next year to bring some more experience there in support of Joe Mazzulla. So I don't know that they will get both. I don't know that they can hire Vogel and Steven Silas. I know if Frank Vogel decides that he wants to be an assistant, and I don't think he's decided that yet. He's still in the running for the Phoenix job, and he's been in some of these other coaching searches for head coaching vacancies. If he decides he's willing to be an assistant, Dallas would also have interest, so Vogel would have options there. But clearly there's going to be a new look on the Boston bench. I don't think there's any question about that.
NBA insider Mark Stein, our guest right now here on Fox Sports Radio. Mark is on his way to Denver for the final. Are you on the plane? Are you in the airport? Where are you right now?
I'm not on my way to Denver. I am on a plane.
Okay.
But that's the most I can tell you. If I tell you anything, it's classified. If I tell you it, don't make me say on the radio what happened to you if I have to tell you.
Wow. Okay. Wait. Whoa. Okay. Wait a minute now. This is clandestine stuff. All right. Hey, so while you are headed, wherever you are headed now, to see wherever it is.
Added a level of intrigue.
Now I'm waiting for a big breaking news. I'm waiting for, like, the Knicks to trade for Giannis. I mean, that's what I'm waiting for right now. Put it out.
I don't know that I can deliver on that level of intrigue. I might be overhyping it just a touch.
Okay. Hey, so we get to the finals now. On your latest podcast, This League Uncut, you talk a lot about the finals. But one thing you mentioned that you break down with Chris Haynes is what daily life is like with Nikola Jokic. Give us a little bit of that. What do you get into daily life with Nikola Jokic?
Well, really, it was a conversation. You know, Calvin Booth obviously was our guest, the general manager of the Nuggets. So it was really just to kind of get his feel, you know, because obviously this was, you know, this was a difficult second half of the season for Jokic. And as much as he gives the impression that he's not listening to anything we say, that he's not listening to your radio show, Calvin Booth acknowledged that some of the noise did reach Jokic and, frankly, that whole team. And, you know, the Nuggets finished, they were 7-10 to finish the regular season. And it was kind of that, I think that uninspired finish is what led people to question their playoff capabilities, because really these guys have, they've been the runaway leaders in the West for months. But it was, you know, Jokic didn't finish the season with a flourish. He ended up not winning the MVP award. And, you know, there was so much talk about, oh man, he has to have a huge playoffs to validate his previous two MVPs. And then as soon as he gets to the playoffs, I mean, he's been, look, the two best players in the playoffs have been Jokic and Jimmy Butler, and their teams are in the finals. So, you know, Jokic, if the pressure has bothered him this postseason, you know, show me where, because you can't tell. But yeah, the podcast kind of does, you know, Calvin Booth does take us inside just kind of what this ride has been like this season for the Nuggets, to be a team that was questioned, be a team that got very little national publicity. You know, you always hear Michael Malone at the podium speaking more respect for his guys, but you know what? None of that matters. They're in the finals, and no matter what Jokic said today, they are the favorites to win this series. They are the favorites in these finals and have a tremendous opportunity to win the first NBA championship in the team's history.
Yeah, I do think Michael Malone does maybe needs a lineup of hugs or something along the way to make him understand, with great power and a number one seed, trying to bring the number eight seed and say, hey, you know, this is not a big deal for us. I don't think anybody's buying that. But from the national side, you mentioned, you know, the lack of respect. I know at some point I saw a Denver writer. He goes, here's 25 things that are interesting about the Nuggets you might not have known, to try to give a bunch of starters for national content. Where do we take it from here as we get ready for game one?
Well, look, you know, there are so many questions about how the Heat, you know, first of all, obviously the gas tank. I mean, I hope you guys have said rest versus rust at least three or four times on this
yep.
show already tonight.
Sure.
You know, so we're gonna have to gauge how the short turnaround affects Miami, how the altitude affects Miami. But you know, the two real issues they have in this series is, you know, beyond Bam Adebayo, how do they match up with Jokic? This is not a big team. They don't have really any other options that are going to concern Jokic, and then scoring. Now, during the regular, you know, scoring has not been an issue for the Heat in the playoffs. They've shot the ball incredibly well, but this is the lowest scoring team in the regular season. So, you know, but saying all that, like when I had to make my pick, at minimum, I have so much respect for Miami that I can't see this being shorter than a six-game series, because, again, I just – Miami, we you know, we doubt them. We've doubted them in every round, and they just can. Although I picked them to beat Boston, so I got that one right. But they are so good at what they do. They have such a clear vision of what they're trying to do. They are the most connected team in the league, and they can make the game ugly. They can make the game messy, and those are two pretty good counters for altitude.
He's on Twitter at the Stein Line. That is at the Stein Line. Check out This League Uncut. Link to the podcast right there on Mark Stein's Twitter page. And Mark, good luck wherever you're going. If it's to New York to get Joel Embiid to the Knicks, that's fine. I understand. You don't have to say anything about it. I get it, and we'll just wait for the story. That's fine. I'll go from Giannis to Embiid.
All will be revealed in due time.
Ooh, exciting. Have fun, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.